I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The music genre blues originated in the southern United States, likely during or closely following the American Civil War, 1861 to 65. This non-sacred folk-style sound was created by enslaved African Americans and rooted in their deeply felt emotional pain, anguish, and bondage. Fast forward to the 1960s, and you'll find that the blues had become a celebrated musical form as it helped to shape the evolution of popular music in the U.S. The blues benefited from its predecessors, work songs to field hollers, shouts, chants, ballads with rhyming lyrics, with later influences coming from minstrel show music, the emergence of ragtime, black sacred music, and North American Eurocentric folk. The blues as a form served as a lead-in to American jazz, rhythm and blues, as well as rock and roll, with vocal and instrumental features, a distinctive call and response pattern, a signed scale, designated chord progression, and an ever-present marriage to its most identifiable characteristic, the 12-bar blues. Back in the day, the blues, then frowned upon by the black church, labeled it the devil's music. It has a sound that isn't so different from the construct of instrumental sacred music found in Afrocentric church music. In some ways, it's the lyrics that offer a testimony to which side of the aisle the music comes from. The blues sound, expressed in sequential intervals of thirds, fifths, and sevenths, flattened in pitch for effect, are other key traits of the tradition, as our blues shuffles, or its walking bass line, mirrors the form called nawa, a distant musical cousin in Morocco, where the flow of African blues also sustains a repetitive, groove trance-like rhythm and form. The first appearance of the blues is repeatedly associated with the ending of slavery, and in time, the development of juke joints, a loose term for informal and likely illegal establishments where the thrill of music, dancing, a bit of gambling, and drinking thrived. The earliest references to blues, though poorly documented, are said to date back to the 1890s and early 1900s. However, it may have existed somewhat undetected long before in the backwoods on southern plantations, distant just enough from any nearby religious sensitivities. The blues, deeply submerged in the fabric of American history, culture, and music making, is profoundly linked to African American history and the countless unknown bards who were at first enslaved, then ex-slaves, then the descendants of those enslaved who labored as sharecroppers, singing their way to freedom as they toiled away from one cotton field to the next. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.